This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Milton. Democrat Joe Biden, the projected winner of Tuesday's U.S. presidential election, began preparations today to take over the U.S. government when he's inaugurated on January 20th. He's expected to reverse some key policies of current President Donald Trump. President-elect Biden and his running mate, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, say on a website they just launched that they will first focus on the coronavirus pandemic, the resulting economic recession, systemic racism, and climate change. On the website, they declared, "We stand together as one America. We will rise stronger than we were before." Aides say Biden plans for the United States to rejoin the Paris Climate Accord and the World Health Organization. President Trump withdrew the United States from both of those organizations. Biden also plans to repeal the ban on almost all travel from some Muslim-majority countries and to reinstate the program that allows people brought illegally into the United States as children to remain in the country. During the campaign, Biden also said he plans to rejoin the international accord to restrain Iran's nuclear weapons development. Former Republican U.S. President George Bush on Sunday congratulated Biden on his projected win, saying the Democratic president-elect had, quote, "won his opportunity to lead and unify our country," end quote. Bush served as the country's chief executive from 2001 to 2009. He said he has political differences with Biden, but offered to assist him in any way that he could. Bush also called Vice President-elect Kamala Harris to congratulate her. Meanwhile, the Trump campaign has filed several lawsuits against the Election Day balloting. From Washington, you're